few moments this morning. Could you please turn in your Bible to the book of St. Matthew? Amen. That's Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. And we're going to climax at the 13th verse. Amen, amen. That's Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse.
All right.
When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's worthy,
yes, sir,
to be praised.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's Matthew 6, beginning with verse 5. And it reads, When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
That's right.
But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them.
That's right.
For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
That's right.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reader and the hearers of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Like I said, our next three messages will be on prayer. Because church, there is power in prayer. Amen. Amen. If you take it in depth, what we call the Lord's Prayer, this is not the Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
While it is the disciples' prayer.
Right.
Because it's God telling us how to pray. Our prayer should be centered on these things.
Amen.
Reason why I know it is not the Lord's Prayer. He said, and forgive us our debts. Jesus was sinless.
You're right, sir.
Jesus was sinless. This is the model prayer.
Amen.
That what we should pray for.
That's right.
Amen. It is not the Lord's Prayer as we were taught as a child.
Amen.
It is a model prayer. It was when the disciples asked him to, Lord, teach us how to pray.
That's right.
And he gave them instructions.
Amen.
And the title I want to use is prayer. It's going to be the same thing each Sunday.
All right.
Prayer. Why pray? Prayer is our communication with God.
That's right.
Prayer is the direct line to the throne of God. Because church, without prayer, our walk with God will become weak.
Yeah.
As no communication with God take place.
Amen.
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 How can you have a relationship with someone you don't even speak to? Amen. And God wants us to have a relationship with Him.
All right.
Amen. But if you don't speak to Him, ain't no relationship there.
Amen.
Hey, remember, y'all, I know y'all often heard me say when we was younger, and if you wanna get to know somebody,
that's right.
What do you have to do?
Yes.
You gotta talk to them and spend some time
Amen.
With them. That's the only way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we got to understand that how long would a marriage last if two people never spoke?
All
to
right.
one another.
All right.
Amen, amen. In some cases, only when one person wants something that they want to talk to the other person. Amen, amen.
All right.
Amen, amen. The more two people share with one another, the closer the relationship becomes.
That's right.
Amen, amen. And it takes me back to the book of Isaiah.
Huh.
To the book of Isaiah 1 and 18.
Huh.
Amen. And when the word tells us to come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Amen, amen. So what God is telling Isaiah, let's put our heads together. Amen. Let's get on the same page.
That's right.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen. Come and let us reason together. Can you picture Isaiah and God just sitting down having a little talk? Amen. That's how we should do.
Amen.
Amen. I remember a story about this fellow was praying in England. He was praying. This fellow was over there praying, and this lady overheard him pray. He was breaking up the English.
Right.
He was breaking it up. But and she was just sitting there just listening to him. So after the young man got finished and said amen, the woman had the audacity to come over there to him. You shouldn't be speaking like that.
My.
You shouldn't be saying words like that. And the fellow looked around. He said, ma'am, I wasn't talking to you in the first place. Prayer is our communication with God and God only.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to watch what we say about people.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us go into your secret closet.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Amen. Amen. And,
that's right.
Because we got to understand the God desire to speak to us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And He wants us to have communication with Him.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And this communication is called prayer.
Yeah, right.
Amen, amen. You can pray anytime
That's
of the day.
Right. That's right.
Don't matter where you are,
That's right.
you can have a little talk Amen. With Jesus.
Amen.
Driving along the highway, you can have a little talk
Amen.
With Jesus.
Amen.
Getting yourself together in the morning time,
Right.
you can have a little talk with
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Amen, amen.
Right.
When you get that little 15-minute breaks at work,
Amen.
You can have a little talk
Amen.
With Jesus.
Amen. All right.
Amen, amen. You can have a little talk with Jesus wherever you are.
Yes, sir.
You can have a little talk with Him. God's line is never busy.
Amen.
Amen. Because He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Amen, amen. But I want to tell you a few things to understand. I want a few things for you to understand about prayer before we enter into it.
All right.
Amen. Because a lot of people don't know about prayer.
Well.
Amen. Amen. And if you don't understand, what I'm talking about, and after I get finished, if you don't understand, see, like I said, a lot of people don't understand about prayer. And a lot of times you think if I pray to Him, I'm just wasting my time.
Well, all right.
I'm telling you, that's a bigger mistake that you can ever make.
All right.
My God don't hear me.
My.
Yes, He does.
Yes,
God hears everything.
You're right.
Amen. He hears everything
you're right.
That you say.
You're right.
Amen. You got to understand, He don't work by your time.
That's right. Amen.
He worked by his own time. Sometimes we want God to move in our on different circumstances, on different situations. And when God don't move, we get mad. We stop praying. You ain't doing but hurting yourself. When you stop praying, and when you're going through things, people have a tendency to not pray. See, while you're going through, that is the time that you need to pray. When you're going through your ups and your downs.
That's right.
Amen. You gotta learn how to praise God through those things.
Amen.
You're not wasting your time on prayer. God hear your prayer. He just wants you to be sincere in your prayer.
That's right.
Amen. Verse 6 says, pray to the Father. Which is in secret.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. If you want to talk to somebody that dwells in secret, you would have to know a few secrets. Am I right? If you wanted to go to that person's house. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You got to understand, if God dwell in secrets, you got to know how to get to him. Amen. You got to understand these secrets, if you will, can mean the difference between having your prayer answered and not having it answered.
All right. Amen.
Y'all remember that song we used to sing? Jesus will never say no. Oh yes he will. Amen. He answered your prayer, but he's saying no. Amen. You know, you might not be ready for it yet. And he might tell you to wait a little while. Amen. That's why it's important for us to understand if we need a miracle or something to happen in our life. Amen. We got to grasp on to the word called prayer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And verse 5 tells us, and when thou prayest, thou should not be as the hypocrites.
That's right.
Amen. We know what a hypocrite is. Amen. Confessing to be something that you're not. You ain't doing but fooling yourself. Amen. The Bible say, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in those street corners, and they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
See what they
were doing. You got to understand, they were sound a trumpet.
Right.
Go to the street corner, sound a trumpet. For everybody to get everybody's attention. And then they'll give you something. Because they want to be seen of men. See, they got their reward from men. See, my reward is not of men. Amen. Man can't give me nothing. Because I know he gave it to me, he can take it away. Amen. My reward is in heaven. To see God's face. That is my reward. That's why the Bible says they have, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Their reward is of men.
That's right.
Because they want the men to see that they're giving somebody something. The Bible says, let not the right hand know what the left hand is doing you're giving. Amen. Sometimes you got to be quiet sometimes. Amen. You got to give it. You got to give it knowing that you're giving it in the spirit of love and the spirit of truth. That's why we got to stop worrying about what somebody else is giving. Don't you worry about what Pastor Adam is giving. You just give what you're supposed to give.
Amen.
We our mindset sometimes it get carnal sometimes. It get carnal sometimes. Worry about what the world thinks of. In our lesson this morning, don't you worry about what the world is doing. See, the world will tell you to hate one another, to despise one another, to use and abuse one another. But if you are in Jesus Christ, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. By renewing your mind, you start to think different. But if you don't change your mind, you still gonna have the most evil and adulterous ways. If you don't change your mind, you still gonna hate. hate on people? Why ain't nobody did nothing to you?
My Lord.
Lord, help us all.
All right.
Yes.
Change your mind.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Change your mind.
Yes, sir.
Change your mindset.
Yes.
Amen. And everything else will be all right.
Yes.
Don't be conformed to this world when the world tell you to hate one another.
Yes.
When the world tell you don't speak to one another.
Amen.
Don't be conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God has been so good to us. He brought us on a mighty, mighty long way. Amen. Verse 5 teaches us about the hypocrite's prayers are never heard by God.
Well,
or answered by him.
That's right.
Amen. Just because you're talking doesn't mean God is listening. Amen. 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 He's not interested in causing you to appear spiritually when indeed you know you're not. Trying to fool somebody. You can't fool God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some people are more interested in having other people hear them pray than they are God actually hearing their prayer.
Yes.
Amen. They want to please men. They want to please man. Amen. If you up there trying to please man, I hate to bust your bubble, you trying to please the wrong one. Amen. Amen. Don't worry about man. Man always going to have something to say.
Right. Yes.
He ain't mentioning me in his prayer. Who he praying for? Something must be going on with such and such and such. Reason why he said that. Lord help us all. Lord help us all. God has been so good to us.
Alright,
man. Amen. Verse 7 teaches us that when a person use vain repetition, they will not be heard no matter how many times they say the same thing over and over and over again. Now when you pray to God, you got to realize God know what you need before you ask.
Right.
Why we keep repeating the same thing every day?
Amen.
I'm talking about, what I'm trying to say is that we already asked God to bless us. We already asked God to get us a job. But before we get through prayer, we want to go back. God, you heard what I said? See, that is vain repetition. That is vain repetition. Over and over again, God heard you the first time.
Amen.
Don't pretend and don't memorize a prayer.
Amen.
Amen. And say it over and over again.
Amen.
Amen. Speak to God. That's what I say. When you go in your room,
that's right.
You talk to him.
Amen.
You talk to him.
Amen.
Hey God.
Amen.
This is me.
All right.
Amen. But then you also, you either say it at the beginning or you say it at the end. I come in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes,
see, you can say it at the beginning or you can say it at the end. Because you can't go to God by yourself.
Amen.
Right. Amen. You can't go to God by yourself.
Right.
You can't go. You can't bypass Jesus.
Amen.
You got to go in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because you say anything, you ask in my name.
That's right.
Amen. Because you got to realize he on the right hand of the Father.
Yes. That's
you know, when you go to Jesus, he said, Daddy.
My Lord.
He's saying, Daddy.
My Lord.
My brother and sister down there asking for something.
My Lord.
Go ahead and give it to him. They saying in my name, go ahead and give it to him, Dad. See, that's how you got to do it.
All right.
See, you got to go in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got to go. Haven't y'all heard people pray before and they don't mention Jesus'
Amen.
Name?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I done seen it and I done heard it before.
Amen.
They stand before us and pray.
That's right.
And not one of them say, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They're going to say, in God's name.
Right.
And my Bible say, you got to go through
That's
Jesus.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You got to go through the Son. In order to get to the Father.
That's right.
Because if you come in the other way,
right.
You're a thief and a robber.
Uh-huh.
And my Bible says ain't none gonna dwell in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You better put a little Jesus in your prayer if you want to get your prayers answered. Amen. 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 And verse 8, he said, for your Father knows what things ye have need of before ye ask him.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's
yes,
right. Amen. Right. The first thing to understand about prayer, before we can understand how to pray, Church, we have to understand who he is.
Yes, sir.
Who is he?
Yeah.
He's our heavenly Father.
That's right.
Amen, amen. He's my daddy.
Yeah.
Amen. He's my daddy.
Amen. Yeah.
Jesus is my brother.
Amen.
Jesus is my elder brother.
Yes, sir.
And God is my Father.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Isaiah 9:6 tell us, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
That's right.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
That's right.
Counselor.
Yes, sir.
The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. Mm. And the Prince of Peace.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are five things.
Right, right.
Luke 11:13. If ye being evil, know how to give good gifts.
That's right, that's right.
Unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is not somebody like a spare tire we can use.
That's right.
Anytime we want to. Amen. Amen. He is our heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 And what does a father do? A father protects.
That's right.
A father provides food, shelter, help. Stability.
Amen.
Financially.
Right.
He teaches.
Amen.
He gives guidance.
That's right.
He disciplines. God can do that and much, much more.
You're right. You're right.
He is the best father anyone could ever have.
Yes.
Amen. He more than just a dad that comes to every football game. Every basketball game.
Right.
All right.
Amen. He more than a dad who never forgets a birthday or Christmas.
Well,
opportunity to bless his children.
Yes, sir.
He's more than a dad who brings home a paycheck every week. Amen. He's a dad. God is a dad who is bigger and stronger and smarter than any earthly dad.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, amen. Yes. Why you say that, preacher? Because he's Alpha.
Amen.
And Omega.
Amen.
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
Yes,
and the Bible even tells us, at his name, every knee shall bow.
Right.
And every tongue shall confess.
Right.
Because he is the mighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He is our Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir. Yes.
No one can love us like he can. No one watches over us like he can. No one can provide for us like he can. Amen. You got to realize, church, he spoke the earth and the sun and the moon into existence.
That's right.
Amen. He created everything that walks, swims, or flies, and creeps upon this earth.
That's right.
He blew the breath into Adam and gave the human race. He is the one who called down fire and brimstone on Solomon and Gomorrah. Amen. He's the one that fed the children of Israel with manna and quail.
That's right.
Amen. He's the one that raised the dead and opened blind eyes.
Amen.
Amen. It's in your Bible now, but you got to pick it up and read it sometime. He is amazing God.
Oh.
Amen. And I'm so thankful that he is our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Isaiah called him an everlasting Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. What do I mean by everlasting? He's not going nowhere no time soon.
Right.
Amen. He will not abandon us.
Yeah.
He's not going to show up on certain days of the week. He's not going to be there tomorrow, today, but not tomorrow. He's an everlasting Father.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And he happened to be in heaven.
All right.
Amen, folks. And he still sits on the throne.
Yeah.
No matter how bad our situation is, no matter how bleak our situation is, God is still in control. Amen. Amen. Your weakness is not his weakness. Now, my Bible says God can do all things. Amen, amen. Just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean that he lost control.
Yes,
amen. He still sits on the throne.
Right.
Amen. Amen. What we got to do, we got to line our life up with his will.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amen, amen. The sooner we realize that he is the one in charge, the sooner we will receive our miracle.
All right.
Amen, amen. God is so good.
Amen.
Amen. God is not trying to destroy none of us.
That's right. That's
amen. Just because you having your ups and your downs,
yes,
God is not trying to destroy you.
That's right.
Amen. God is an on-time God.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. God is a loving God.
Yes, sir.
God is a merciful God.
Amen.
Just because you going through, you ain't the only one.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't give up. Don't give in. Regardless of what the situation may be.
Right.
Amen. Don't be conformed to this world.
That's right.
When this world tell you to give up.
That's right.
When the world tell you to turn your back on God. Don't give up.
Well.
Amen. Run this race.
That's right.
Amen. Run that straight and narrow path. Amen. If you want to see Jesus.
Yeah.
You got to stay the course.
Amen. Amen.
You got to stay the course.
Amen.
And church, we got to have, when we go in prayer, we got to have the right frame of mind.
That's right. That's right.
When we pray.
That's right.
A lot of us are not in the right frame of mind when we pray.
That's right.
Amen, amen. We want to use God like a spare tire.
Right.
Amen, amen. Only when we need Him.
Yeah.
Hey, church, I come to conclude, I need Him every day.
Right.
I need Him every day. What is going good? What is going bad? I need God every day of my life because I can't make it without Him.
Amen.
Amen. God is the one that I call on in the morning time. God is the one that I call on in the evening time. God is the one I call on in the midnight hour. He is the one because He promised to always be there for me. God hasn't left you. God is still there. He's not the man that He should lie.
That's
amen.
That's
if He
right.
said,
that's right.
You
that's
can rest assured right. He's going to bring it to pass.
Yes,
right. And church, that's why I say, oh, we got to be in the right frame of mind when we pray.
Yeah.
And also, our motives have to be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Don't ask God to give me something because such and such got something. Lord, have mercy.
Lord.
Amen. Then the Bible said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, the same God blessed them, yeah. He will bless you.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But you got to be in a line. Why would God give you something no good and well you can't pay for?
I know.
Amen. Amen. And your attitude got to be right.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I would understand of who God is.
Amen.
Got to be right.
That's right.
Before we start praying,
yeah. Yeah.
Before words fall off our lips, we got to understand. We got to be in the right attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Not to be seen of men,
that's right.
But to be heard by God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No vain repetition.
All right.
Amen. Amen. We got to be sincere when we pray. Amen. Amen. Go and close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And your prayer between you,
yes, sir,
and God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And when you talk to God, you got to be specific.
Amen.
You trying to beat around the bush? Oh God. You want God to bless you with a car? You better ask Him to bless you with.
Amen.
Yes, amen, God, you know I'm having a walk. But you still ain't asking. Yeah, He know you're walking.
Yeah.
But have you asked Him for anything?
All right.
Amen. Your Bible said, you have not.
All right.
Because you ask
all
not.
Right. All right.
Amen. You got to be specific,
yes,
when you're talking to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He already know what you need.
Amen.
He just want to hear it out of your mouth.
Yes.
He just want to hear it from us.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. And some people say, well, He says He know what I need. Why He won't give it
my
to you? Because you ain't asked for it. You ain't asked for it. Yeah, He know what you need. But He want to hear it out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He want to hear it coming from you.
Yes, sir.
That's why the Bible say that you, when you go to Him in secret, He will reward you openly.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we come to God and with the thinking that He may want to bless us.
Well.
Or He may not want to bless us. Use what you got.
That's right.
Amen. Use
that's
what you
right.
got.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know I'm always talking about electricity. Because that's what I work for.
Yeah.
I tell you right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The light switch. There's one switch.
Yes,
there's,
sir.
Hey, wait, a light switch over there. But light switch.
All right.
Electricity is invisible.
Amen. Amen.
Electricity is invisible.
Amen.
You don't know what's behind that switch, though.
That's right.
You don't know what's behind that switch.
That's right.
But when you turn that switch on, you begin to see invisible things, don't you?
Right. Yes.
Lights come on.
Right. Right.
Solar start working.
That's right.
Microwave start working.
That's right.
TV start working. That becomes visible stuff, don't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's how we got. That's what we got.
Yeah. All right.
We got some visible stuff in us.
Right, Pastor.
But we got to go over there and turn it on.
All right, Pastor.
We got to go over there and turn it on.
All right.
Because if you don't ever go over there and turn it on, you won't be able to see it.
All right.
You want to watch a TV show? You don't ever go over there and turn it on. You ain't gonna watch it.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't gonna watch it.
Amen.
Something visible.
Yes, sir.
Invisible becoming visible.
Amen.
We got it in us.
Yes.
We got it in us. But we got to turn it on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we got to turn. It ain't doing no good.
All right.
That light switch ain't doing no good.
I know.
Sitting over there on the wall.
Yes, sir.
If we don't go, never go over there and turn it on.
Amen. Amen.
We'll sit in the dark for the rest of our life until we go over there and turn it on. Until we go over there and turn it on.
All right.
Amen. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God don't ever change.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. It ain't like that God can't make up his mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thinking God is confused about how he feels about us. God is not confused. Amen, amen, amen. We may be confused about him.
Yeah.
How he feels about us.
Yeah.
But he loves us so much.
That's right.
That he sent his son.
My Lord.
Amen. Y'all remember the song we say, I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Yeah.
And we need to ask ourselves, is Jesus satisfied with me?
Right.
Amen. That's what we need to ask ourselves. Amen. We know God is satisfied.
Right.
Yeah, we know we might be satisfied with God, but is he satisfied with us?
Amen.
How we treat one another.
Yes, sir.
How we scandalize one another.
Yes,
how we don't love one another.
Yes,
I'm trying to help us today, church.
Yes,
I'm trying to help us today about prayer.
Yes,
amen, amen, amen. You got to realize, church, he went to the cross of Calvary.
Yeah. Yes.
For you. And for me.
Yes,
he paid ultimate price.
Yes, Lord.
His life.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize, church, he left heaven to come to earth. Amen. And we're born in a lowly manger.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Wrapped in a bunch of rags. Amen. You got to realize he was in heaven in his robe. In his godly robe. And he came down to heaven, from heaven, to be wrapped up in a bunch of rags. For you and for me.
Amen.
I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Yes,
I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Yes,
amen. He ain't no baby no more.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He sat on the right hand of the Father.
Yes,
making intercession for us.
Yes,
I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Yes,
I'm talking about the lily of the valley.
Yes,
I'm talking about the bright and morning star.
Yes,
I'm talking about the road of Sharon.
Right.
I'm talking about my bridge over for troubled water. I'm talking about my all and my all. Amen. If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen, amen. We got to learn how to love one another.
That's right.
Amen, amen. In verse 8, I'm closing now. In verse 8 says, be not therefore like unto them. For your heavenly, for your Father know what things ye have need of before you ask him.
Amen. Amen.
We got to realize, church, God has already been thinking.
Yes, sir.
About our problem.
Well,
yes, sir.
About our situation.
Mm-hmm.
He already had your situation on his mind.
Yes.
Not only he knows your problem.
Yes, yes.
But in verse 8, it tells us that he knows what we have need of.
That's right. That's right.
God knows everything.
Yes, everything.
He sees everything. He is everywhere.
Amen.
Where could I go?
My.
But to the Lord.
Amen.
Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
While you trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
while you trying to worry yourself about your situation. God is already into your tomorrow. Working it out for your good. Amen, amen. We got to understand, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. It's what you do today.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. 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 And before we start our day off, start it off with prayer. Start it off with God guide me. Lead me. Because I don't know what this day will bring.
You're right.
But I do know one thing. If you got God on your heart and God on your mind, I don't care what the enemy try to throw at you. Amen. It'll bounce off of you. It'll bounce off of you every time. Because this morning, I put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
I'm not going to let you ruin my day. I don't care what you say or what you try to do. You're not going to ruin my day. Because I woke up being blessed. I woke up being thankful. I don't care what you think. Because the God I serve.
Amen.
Promised me to be there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Like David said, that word that I hear in my heart, that I will not sin against thee.
Right,
see, a lot of time we go off on people. A lot of time we think bad of people.
Because
we forgot to put on our armor.
Yes.
See, you got to put on your armor every day. Every day of your life. Because the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy want to destroy your day. The enemy wants you to walk around mad. Walk around envy. Walk around with hatred in your heart. See, that's what the enemy want to do. Because while you're walking around like that, you ain't thinking about God. You thinking about vengeance. You thinking about getting back at somebody. You thinking about telling somebody off. That is not what God wants us to do. That is not the way God wants us to think. Amen. Because in Christ you are a new creature.
Amen.
The places that I used to go, I don't go no more.
Yes, Lord.
The things that I used to say, I don't say no more. Amen. The walk that I used to walk, I don't walk that way no more. Amen. Because I got love in my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Like, so you can talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knees. Amen, amen. God has been too good to us. He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. Amen. I've been up and I've been down. Almost level to the ground. But I got Jesus, and that's enough. I got Jesus, and that's enough. There have been so many times that I didn't have a dime. Didn't tell nobody but the Lord. He heard my plea and he came to see about me. He's my all in all. When you let me down, Jesus picked me up. And he saved by me when the going gets tough. I got Jesus and that's enough. I don't need nobody else because I got Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God has been so good to us, church. God is able to fix any situation, any circumstance in your life right now. Right now, some of you are sitting here with problems too big for you to handle. Some of us have situations we have no idea on how to fix. Things in our life have gotten out of control. Situations are beyond our power to change.
That's right.
But there is a God who rules the earth and heaven. And his name is Jesus. Amen. My all and my all.
Amen.
And he just waited on us to come unto him. All ye that are labor and are heavy laden. He said, take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Church, that's why our prayer has to be sincere. Amen. We got to be sincere when we pray.
Amen.
We got to get our life right. Prayer will change some things. That way we try. Prayer will change some things. Amen. Them disobedient children, prayer will change some things. Amen. That mother don't talk to you, prayer will change some things. That father don't talk to you, that prayer will change some things. The boss man treating you any kind of way, the prayer will change some things. Amen. You let God handle the situation. You let God, you tell God all about it. You tell God how they treat you in the workplace. You tell God how they treat you at home. You tell God how they treat you at church. You tell God all about it. And watch him coming and work it out for you. I never seen the righteous forsake me, nor his seed in begging bread. God can do all things but fail. But fail. But our heart got to be right. He is our heavenly Father. He is our heavenly Father. Because when this world seems cold and your friend sees you, there is someone who cares for you. When you have tears in your eyes and your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care. Someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. Because he'll come down, from the sky. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. You got to realize you're his child and he cares for you. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. There may be someone here today. There may be someone here today that don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about. There may be someone here today.